The first thing I did is of course, I went into self, and I taught myself music. My father left his piano at the house when he left, and I wasn't allowed to play it when he was there because I wasn't as good as him. So when he left, I was determined to get as good as him. And I taught myself how to play music, and I just stuck with it, and I did it all the time. And sooner or later, people in the neighborhood heard about me, and then they started to talk about me. And it wasn't in a teasing fashion. It was more like, wow, look what he can do. And there's something about having people around you giving you support that is, it's motivating. And once I got that support from people, then I believed I could do anything. And I had a lot of really good teachers. My best friend, Andre Simone, his brother, Eddie, I'm entirely indebted to in this regard. He used to tell me, man, your songs are better than anybody's on the radio. You can do whatever you want to do. And I just kept rolling with it. Eventually, I went out to New York, and I got turned down my first time, but I just wasn't, you know, I felt like Jack Johnson then too. I just wasn't going to be put down, you know. Everybody's talented at something, and that's what makes the world go round. We all need each other. And again, it's about good mentoring and good teachers. I had a lot of good people around. The other thing I have to point out, though, is that how can I put this? My father was so hard on me. I was never good enough. And there was something about that, it was almost like the army when it came to music. It's like, that's not even close to, he'd say, it's not even close to what I'm doing. And he'd play again, and I could hear it. John Blackwell, my drummer, he's the same way. His father taught him the same way. We learn like that. We learn from being shown. It's, it doesn't come from books and just reading it. We need to be shown, you know. So it's just having really good teachers and a bar that's so high, you know. I think from him being so hard on me, that the one thing I got out of it is I understood that in his harshness, he wanted me to excel. He used to say things like, don't ever get a girl pregnant. Don't ever get married. You know, don't this, don't that. When he'd say these things, I didn't know what to take from it. So I would create my own universe. And my sister's like that. A lot of my friends are like that, the ones that I still have, you know, early musicians and things like that. Creating your own universe is the key to it, I believe, you know, and letting all the people that that you need occupy that universe. You can tell whether they're beneficial if someone's respectful of you. You know, respectful of you when they're not around you. I find that most people are pretty respectful in front of my face. When they're not around me, sometimes you hear them say some pretty hurtful things. And I don't know if they think it won't get back to me, or if I don't care, or if I think I'm above it, or whatever. But I remember them as I remember them. And we were in love then, we should be in love now. It's a hurtful place, the world in and of itself. We don't need to add to it. And we're in a place now where we all need one another. And it's gonna get rougher. So I kind of hope that I hope people, when they hear that, they don't think that I'm going to lash back out at them, because I'm not like that. I've never done that. I've heard a lot of things from a lot of different people, a lot of pretty famous people, a lot of journalists. And I don't know, I just, it is hurtful sometimes. I'm thankful enough to, or blessed enough to be able to say that Miles Davis was a friend when he was alive. And he was a wonderful mentor and really, really funny, you know. And he could critique something you've done by humor, you know, and out of love, rather than just, you know, just call you a punk and just say, you know, just dismiss you. He wasn't like that, you know, because people he cared about, you know, he tried to help. When people criticize my work and attack my personality, it's doesn't help me. I can't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they, you know, I don't know what they want.